I'm planning to cook my hosts a dish using more of that delicious pork belly, a Sichuan classic called twice-cooked pork. Mr. and Mrs. Ping are clearly very particular about their food, and they both seem concerned that I won't stick to the traditional recipe.
The light is used for seasoning, for saltiness, and then the dark is used for colour, to caramel. Now, there's so many different variations of Hui Guo Rou. She likes to use the Lao Tou, which is the dark soy sauce. But I like to mix a little bit, the light and the dark.
For my version of the dish, I'm starting with fermented black beans, mixing them with chili bean paste and frying the mixture in hot oil. Twice-cooked pork is essentially a stir-fry dish, using slices of pork belly that have already been boiled for half an hour.
I'm just going to add a little bit of the dark soy sauce, and then a little bit of the light as well. A little bit of sugar.
The last ingredient in, as they only need a minute or so, are the spring onions.
Enjoy this. So proud of, you know, the Sichuan classic Hui Guo Rou. This isn't even good enough for him. It's salty, but it's not the real thing. But Mrs. Peng, for Mrs. Peng, she said it's good. Oh, how 厉害啊.
Mrs. Peng has made us so many classic Sichuan pork dishes, each using a different cooking method.
Doesn't it look amazing, all the dishes together? Dressing on this pig's ear is really good. It's very crunchy. Cartilage-y. But good. This is Mr. Ping's daughter. Actually, I'm gonna ask her what she thinks of my Hui Guo Rou, my twice-cooked pork. She said it's good, it's got good taste. At least someone likes it.